of Reb Chaim Dover Ito. He's concerned about the Jews who on vacation are not careful with the treifas, tarfas, and the bailas. So he writes, V'ineis bonanti benafshi. I was trying to figure out, Maza osa eli kim lonu. Asher b'neinu midor ha-chadosh, chele godol mehem, yitmu'u nafshem min velos ha-dreifus, v'chalodem, u'kidoyme. So I'm trying to understand, Maza osa eli kim lonu. How did Hashkocha bring this about to us? That so many of our children should take liberties. Yitamu nafsham. That's what we learned yesterday. Right? Yitamu nafsham. The tarfus and the velus has a timtum nefesh, a spiritual decline in the person. V'amarti lenafshi ein ze ela maase sotan. This is by the typical Chofetz Chaim. His concern for Klal Yisrael was boundless, but he always tried to figure out, to be mizboinei, what's bringing about what's the root. So apparently he came to the conclusion he couldn't figure out what is at the root of this avla, that people should explain last week. They rationalize that when they're traveling, so it's harder to find kashrus. That's what he pointed out last week. They rationalize that because they don't include it in their travel expenses. They leave their money before they go. He said, that's not reasonable. He says, the Masa Sotan Shechofetz L'tamei Gufeinu V'Nishmeisenu Kedei L'chai V'Yisonu L'Shemayim. You couldn't find the Hezver. So it must be a Masa Sotan. A Masa Sotan is an Nisoy and a difficulty that looks like it's beyond our grasp to rein in. In order that we should not have a good din with the Rabbanu Shalom. Therefore, the Yetzer Hara is able to blindside us, so that we shouldn't understand how severe this chait is. Umata oisam beheterim shel toyu vavoyu kedei latzud nafshoisehem beisurim haneirom ha'ela ulekatrig achakach alef ne'amoke. This is Satan, as the Yetzer Hara tries to trap us with rationalizations that are inaccurate, in order to be able to diminish us spiritually, so that he can have a kidrig against us. In other words, we have a nisoyin, and when we have nisoyinis, so our minds work in different ways. So one way which our mind works, it becomes more susceptible to rationalizations. Forget who said that the true genius of a person comes out when he has to rationalize something that's wrong. So he's saying that we're in a nisoyin, and it's a self-feeding nisoyin. Why? Because when within a crunch, one rationalizes, then one isn't able to figure things out accurately. Once you're in that zone, not able to view it objectively. And then, once the Yetzer Hara gets a hold of us, so then dafke, when it comes to macholes asurois, so then there's a timtum alev. Then we become diminished in ruchnius. So then it's a downward spiral. And who says, who knows where this could lead? I'm trying to figure out what was his reference. It's very cryptic over here. It's the Ayin Megillah Beis. So there the Gemara says, I think Omer Rashbi, Shola Talmidim of Shema Yerach, I think it's. V'neima Nischayavu Soini Yisrael, Tzoshin Saginor, Kaliyah Bimei Achashverosh. The Gemara says, what's the first reason? And then the Gemara says, but how could that be that Kadosh Baruch Hu would take a din out against the entire people for what the Jews of Shushan did? The Jews of Shushan nechshal, so then let the Shushanites. The Gemara is mekabel that criticism, and the Gemara says because there's a group that were. Knew what the Gemara said, that bowed down to the Tzelem. The Gemara said, but how do we make it so far? We bowed down to the Tzelem, so then we should be chayv kliya. So the Gemara says, we did it mitam yira. So therefore, the Shbaruch also only imposed the frightening. So what's he referring to? He's referring to the first line. And the Gemara says that it's shayach to be chayv kliya if renena misudas achashverish. So apparently he's saying that Achmana Litzlan, tarfas could lead to a significant loss of Jewish life. We can't give up. We can't weaken ourselves. Everybody should try to figure out. Okay. So now there's a very interesting paragraph. That is the introduction to the entire Sefer, but a Moira Derech Bechlal, where there are large groups of Jews who have Voin Nechshav. Hine Kasher Nifakech Heite Betikun Pirtze Rav Ozu. When we try to look carefully how to fix this up, so we have to, there are three groups, we should divide the people into three. Rishayna, Alam Misnoidedim Gufam, Hema Rishayna Mechuyom Neschazek, travelers, people who are traveling. So the first thing we should do is to be mechazek people who are traveling. They shouldn't make this mistake. We should educate them. That's the first group. The second group, al aviseyim al mishpachtam, v'kol mishpachtam, is the families. The family should be mechazek, mitchazek, so that when somebody is traveling, they have the good guidance from the families. Shlishis mutal ador al klal Yisrael b'chol mokim sheim ki kol Yisrael are revim zel lezeh. Third is every Jew, because we're revim zel lezeh. Uprati advarim ve'ezoif v'nefshe kol echud me'elu, and the rest of the kuntras is to address each of these three groups. L'takein ador v'gam ad kamo golo kech achiyav, and how important the chiyav is for all of us to be mischazek. And that's why I divide them into three parts. The first is, and I call it the Revitai, Shaar Rishon, Shaar Chaskos, because that's referring to the people who are Nichshav. Shaar Sheni, Shaar Achva, because Mechei Chimach, those who are living with those who are Nichshav. Shaar Shlishi, Shaar Beis Yisrael, Menevoy L'chol Mish, and Negei Yirsa Shem Livoy. And therefore, he says, everybody who is the Chorah Devar Hashem Lefarseim, Lefarseim es divrei achibur ezeh v'rabim. Leman hokim es divrei ha-tayra. V'shem ha-tov v'igder sepirtz l'am Yisrael v'nitzke l'reis v'nachom ha-sin Yerushalayim. But so the approach of the Chofetz Chaim, so we may not, I don't know if we have this specific issue, I don't know. A few years ago, I had a group of high school students from a modern Orthodox high school came to visit. So I was asking them, what do they find their biggest nisayon? So I was blown away that the biggest nisayon was kashrus. So he said, I get it. Give me a long list of kosher restaurants. You know, when we're traveling, when they're traveling, that was the biggest nisayon. For me, it was very instructive. So probably they were amid b'nisayon. But for me, that was an idea which I thought that I didn't occur to me. I would have never thought it was a different group. But the most a small group, but the most common response was kashrus when they travel. So it could be that we haven't grown beyond the the Chafetz Chaim's concerns. I'm not sure. But Lamaisa, the approach of the Chafetz Chaim of talking to three different groups. So the first group will dovetail very well with our limudim, and the second and third shar are very instructive. Just this week, I think the Moetzes Gedolei Torah of America came out with it wasn't so severe. It's not like Yerushalmi Kol Kara. It was a soft Kol Kara. It fits very much into this Malach L'Chavetz Chaim. It's in Eretz Yisrael, unfortunately. So the status quo of Shmira Shabbos is continuously being threatened more and more. In terms of public travel in Shabbos, in terms of lifting or not enforcing the bans against opening stores in Shabbos. It's a very painful, we sometimes become not as sensitive as we should be. But if you have a status quo, that you have a Jewish state, and Shabbos is the status quo, and Rav Jews are happy with it. Rav Jews want to keep the status quo as being Shabbos. I'm talking about the seculars. The polls show that Rav Jews are not religious. They understand that Shabbos is part of the definition of the Jewish people. They look at it a different way. They know, but they see it as definitive. So here you have such a kiddush Shem Shemai. To have no flights going into Ben Gurion. That's a tremendous kiddush Shem Shemai. And that they come to Eretz Yisrael and the stores are closed on Shabbos. And there's no public travel. Even though the majority of the Jews there are not. But this is tremendous kiddush Shem Shemayim to have a country that keeps Shabbos. And I pointed this out last year that somebody wrote an article that there's a website that has the Independence Day celebrations of every country. Right? The United States has July 4th, Canada July 1st, and whoever goes after that, I don't know. Israel is the only country that has two lines. Right, that is the 5th of Iyar, if it turns out to be on a Monday, I don't have to figure out Tuesday, Wednesday, and it's the 4th if it turns out to be on a Shabbos or a Friday, and it's the 5th. So it looks like it's on us. The only nation that has Independence Day takes two lines to figure out, but it's such a Kiddush Hashem that the celebration of the country takes second place to Shabbos. That's a fantastic Kiddush Hashem. So to lose, the way to look at it, it's not a question of kfiyah, it's not a question that you gain more Shmir Shabbos, yes. But you have to look at the bigger views, in a bigger way. There's a Kiddush Shem Shemayim, which is there. So as it gets whittled away, we're losing a huge Kiddush Shem Shemayim. So the Moetzes Gedolei America, they came out, they said, along the lines of this Melhalach. So what can we do? Besides making Aliyah and trying to vote, it's another 4 years, maybe not, maybe another 2 months, I don't know. but maybe we couldn't register in time though. So they said, well, we can mechazik our Shmir Shabbos. That's the Melhalach of that'll have an impact. In other words, it'll have an impact because Kadosh Baruch Hu will listen to the Shmir Shabbos and then help us to make tikkunim, help us with mechazek, the Talmud. Everything is Kadosh Baruch Hu arranging things. The first election, second election, coalition. None of it makes sense. It's all the Rebbeinu Shlomo working things out. So if we're mispalel and if we're mechazek in our Shabbos, Kadosh Baruch Hu will work out a coalition that will be more friendly Shabbos. But no, it doesn't. These are tremendous insights that looks like just hakuntris, but Chavetz Chaim wrote with such presence. Good, so our finishing, we have a few topics we have to finish up in this subject. So let's and they say double down on Gzeiras Kuti. In the Gzeiras Kuti, there are two different parts to discuss. That's why there are a lot of Marmakomis. I understand that we didn't get to all the Marmakomis, so we'll have to split the shear into two or three parts. I am pushing the pace because we gotta get someplace in Chulin. We gotta make a kinyan in Sechta. So I apologize for pushing, but that's it's Beteiros the Rambam Koyfen that Shemir Reisani. Everybody wants to come to Talmud Chacham. Everybody wants to make a kinyan in Chulin. So I have to do my part and push a little bit. But it doesn't. You should push back also because I don't want you to learn without understanding. So if I push on the pace and you push back, then we have to make sure we understand every line and so that it'll come at a good result after all. So we'll look. So the first thing we're going to look at is, again, what I was not so successful in doing, today's Wednesday and Monday, to organizing the different parts of the Masechta, of the Gzeira of the Kutim. So today we will try to understand the Machlokes HaRishonim, Tosfos Ramban, and to understand what was happening between Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Meir, and Rabbi Amir Rasi. And then tomorrow, Mit Hashem, we'll go right to the Marmakomos, and then we'll try to be Magdir, how far and wide was the Eres Kutim. Now there was also Kigoyim. So you look at the Marmakomos, you see there's a Marmakom from what happens if a Kuti marries, if your daughter marries a Kuti, Rachman al-Islam. Or more, if your son marries a Kuti girl, a Kutiya. So are the kids Jewish or not Jewish? What happens if you go through the list of people whom you're putting together for financial deal, and so you're going to make a heteriska with all of the Jews? What happens if one is a Kuti? Is he in the heteriska or out of the heteriska? How far do we go? So those are the Marmakomos, the balance of the Marmakomos, the Ibn Ezer, Yeridea, to get an understanding of how far this Gezerah goes in terms of other parts. And then the big question is, how are we going to pshat in this? How are we going to figure it out? I want to color your eon. But how does this happen? In other words, if it's al chumris, okay. But the vaisa, if a kuti girl gives birth to a kid, what's it then? So you can tell me. What are you going to tell me? That it's that also can go. How did that happen? They were gerim. So who has the right to make them can go? They're going to tell me, be machmer, do heteriska, okay. That I can, why not? Not so posh, because a goy, you know, a goy, okay, heteriska will work. Okay. Good, so that's what we're getting to. Understand, Oyim Akinyan over here. But let's first make sure we get the Gemara straight. I made a mistake on Monday in the top line of Vav Aleph. I want to correct that. So let's start again. To put everything together. So we're all on the same page. Okay, starting with the siman. Amar Rav Chanan, Amar Rav Yaakov, Be'idim, Mishum, and Levi, Mishum, Bar Kapara. Gamlilo, Be'ez Dinoi, Nimnu, Ashchita, Skuti, Ve'os Ruha. All right, the guy, Akuti Shechts. And there's a Gzeirah from Gamlilo, Atakonas, Be'ez Din, Nimnu, they had a vote on something. So they had a vote, and they said, Shchita, Skuti, was awesome. Omale Rabbi Zeira. So now Rabbi Zeira wants to test Rabbi Yaakov Be'idi in this Mesorah that you have from Gamliel's Beis Din. What were they saying? Shema lo shomar Rabbi Ella b'she'ein Yisrael oy made al gabo. Maybe there is no big chiddush from Gamliel, right? Maybe Rabbi Gamliel just giving me the din that Akuti is like a Yisrael Mumer and requires an Acher Oymed Al Gavav. So Rabbi Yaakov Bidi responds and says, do you think that the Beis Din of Rabbi Gamliel didn't know how to learn? They didn't know Dami Haime Rabbonin Kile Gemir Inche Shmaitze. You think of Gamliel's Beis Din didn't know how to learn the Halacha? Boy, and they're just telling us that when there's that a Bakuti Shecht without supervision, you can't eat it. They would have said, they don't have to make a Bezdin, a Psak Bezdin Nimnu means it was a Bezdin. They would have said, that's not, you know, the halacha. That this is a Braisa. Right? We have a Braisa ready that Aymar al Gabav should work. If not, you do the Kuti test. No. So therefore, Rabbi Yaakov Bar Idi was telling Rabbi Zeira, obviously, it's talking about that. No, what's it obviously talking about? Who's that?
Afilu
Omer Gabav. You know, so somebody's watching the Shechita, and the guy says it was a good Shechita. So Rabbi Gamliel said, oh, sir, you can't use it with Ashkocha. So now, the Gemara wants to know, Kibla Minei, Oile Kibla Minei. Right? Did Rabbi Zeira accept Rabbi Yaakov Bar Idi's pshat in the Rabbi Gamliel? Did he walk away and saying he got it wrong? The Talmud got it wrong. Or did he walk away saying, no, that's what he must have said. So Rabbi Zeira's so we want to know what Rabbi Zeira holds. Okay? So Gemara says, well, we have a story we can work with. What's that? That Rabbi Zeira reported to us that he saw Rabbi Yechanan and Rabbi Asi eating meat from Shechitas Kusi. Right? And Rabbi Zeira, when he explained, when he talked about it, right? When he was schmoozing about it, he said, I don't know, I don't know what's going on. I don't know what the pshat is. Right? The Amr of Nachman Yitzchak Rabbi Asi, Ani Re'isi, as Rabbi Yochanan she'ochel mishchitas kusi, af Rabbi Yasi v'tohi bo Rav Zeira, and Rav Zeira was thinking about it. Right, he was on the way to a chasana, and he was telling his talmidim, "I don't get what's going on over here." He's in the elevator. V'tohi bo Shabbos around the table. They were schmoozing. He said, "How did this happen?" So Rav Zeira had two possibilities. Right, either they didn't know there was a gezeira, right? Or they knew there was a gezeira and they were not mekabel the gezeira, right? How can they not mekabel the gezeira? How could they be a possibility? And then Rabbi Zeira says, you know what? Must be that Rabbi Yechon and Rabbi Asi were not mekabel Rabbi Gamliel's gezeira. Because if they didn't know the halacha, and had they known they were mekabel, then Kadosh Baruch Hu would have made sure that they would not eat from it. That was yesterday's issue. Okay? So Rabbi Zeira says it must be that Rabbi Yechon and Rabbi Asi were aware of the gzeira and were not makabel. Okay, so now we go back. This is the mistake I made on Monday. Now we go back to understand Rabbi Zeira. In order for Rabbi Zeira's conversation to make sense, what was Rabbi Zeira's shita? How did Rabbi Zeira review and Gamliel's din? How did Rabbi Zeira walk away from the conversation of Yaakov Eidi? Did he walk away saying Rabbi Yaakov Eidi got it right, and Rabbi Gamliel made a whole new din over here, and even Acher Oymed Al Gavav is good, it is awesome? Or did Rabbi Zeira walk away and say Yaakov Eidi got it wrong, Rabbi Gamliel didn't make a new din? He was just telling us that you need to have a good hashgacha. So if that's what Rabbi Zeira's takeaway was, then Rabbi Zeira would have said they were eating shechitas kodesh because it had a good hashgacha. Kan kisrael amil gavu elola shma mina kibla mina shma mina. Okay, so now the Gemara has come to the conclusion that we do accept Rav Yaakov Bar Idi's interpretation of Gamliel, that Rav Gamliel said that a kuti that shechts even acher oimid al gavav can eat it. Right? How you talking? Must be that he held it was like a goyish shechita. Right? He said, Jewish shechita and the mumer and you have a shgacha. No, how can you not eat it? So that talk is a new din. My time goes to Rabbanan. Now that Rabbi Zeir is saying that Rabbi Gamliel's wasn't simply a moirid, wasn't giving you a maram mokin, wasn't simply telling you, the din. He's telling you a new din. So how can Chazal make gzeira? No, because we have a story. What's the story? Story is that Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar sent Rabbi Meir. Rav Meir sent Rav Shimon Elazar to get some wine, and he met Eliyahu HaNavi, and Eliyahu HaNavi said he should watch out. But Samta Sakin Bluacha, he says, go home empty-handed, right? Ibal Nefeshata. So Rav Shimon Elazar comes to Rav Meir and says, right, this side comment in square brackets. He says, Kodesh Baruch Hu makes sure that tzaddikim are not nechshal. And I was about to bring you something that's osir. Right, that's what the Gemara is saying. I feel b'hem tzaddikim. Rabbeinu, we got to figure this out, Rabbi Meir. Because I was on my way to get the wine that you wanted. And then the Navi came and said, go home empty handed, swallow your knife. Don't, this is not what you, this is not for you. V'sipin dvar milter Meir v'gozer aleyen my time. Meir couldn't make a gzera based on the Navi, right? Could come a comment, but apparently it was already out there that the mutz yoyna motulen b'roish hargrizim she'oyden oisa. Rav Meir letamei the chayish lemiyuta v'gozer ruba otu miyuta. From Gamil Bezdin and Namikar Meir Sevira Lahu. Okay. So now, again, reconstructing. From Gamliel, Zera holds, there was a new Zera. Fine. Gamliel is a new Zera. How could Rabbi Gamliel make a Zera? The Gemara says, well, Rabbi Meir had made a Zera. What's the Gozer Aleyan? What Zera did he make? He certainly said that you can't have their wine. Did he say more? The gozer aleyin. But it sounds like from later on in the Gemara, ilishchita v'yayin nesach. So it sounds like Rabbi Meir made a gzeira, don't have their wine. Okay, yayin nesach. Why? Because they're a kutim or avdei avodah zarah. So the wine, you may have a avodah zarah to go wine. Ah, it's a small group and I agree with him. We're going to make a gzera. Rav Meir says, Chai Shlom Yuta. So Kuti wine is out. Rav Gamliel, L'tam, U'beiz Dinoi, Nami, Ki Rav Meir, Svirulu. Alright? Big Kiddush. Rav Meir says, the odd man out. We're not Cheshish for the Miyad. We go Baser Roiv. So Rav Gamliel, a Kiddush. Rav Gamliel, Beiz Dinoi, according to Rashi, the Rav Gamliel that was the son of Yudah Nasi, according to Tosfos and Mil de Yavne that was earlier, they held like Rav Meir. Okay, like a Meir Shita. So, and he said, wine, he can't have their wine. So now, Rav Gamliel obeys Dinai, Sover Luhu. So what does that mean? That you have to be Choshesh, that your Kuti Shoichet is a Avodah Zarah. So he said, don't have kuti meat. Chayish lemiyuta. Okay. So that was Reb Zeira's understanding of Reb Gamliel. Now, question. We still have Reb Yechanan and Reb Asi eating kuti meat. Right? So how do we understand that? Right? What are our possibilities? One possibility is that they weren't aware of the Gzeira, but we say, because Baruch Hu le'istayim Moshe, wouldn't let it happen. So what's the other possibility? What's that? Like Kiblu the Gzeira. Why would they be Makabal it? Because it's against the din. We have to figure this out. You have a Beis Rabbi Gamliel that made a din that paskined they were going to be Choshesh Lemiyut. Right, so now we have other Rabbanim who are not Mekabel. So I explained on Monday that Rambam points out that when Bateidinim made Gzeiras, so the Bateidinim did not announce their reason for their Gzeira, and the Bateidinim would then send a shluchim around a year later to see if they were Mekabel. So there was this period of time when, what do you mean, whether we were Makabal? The Beis Din said, Shem and Shalakom, so what do you mean, who's not Makabal? What do you mean they checked this even? Tvilas Ezra. They made a din, Tvilas Ezra. So what do you mean they went around and checked to see? So this one gives an insight. Reb Yechanan and Reb Asi, in other words, that when a Beis Din took a was mechanish adin, and so here you have a great example, because the Gemara says my time goes rabbanon. That means that it wasn't, they weren't mefarsim their reason. Sometimes they were mefarsim their reason, sometimes, but most times they were not mefarsim their reason. When not being mefarsem, the reason is the same thing as saying loy plug. So they weren't mefarsem. So we had to figure out that they were being choishesh lemiuta. So apparently, various rabbonim were allowed still to paskin kishitosam. So apparently, Rabbi Yechanan was saying, Gamliel took a position. He is choishesh. He took a position. Can I get it right? Can negative rave cheetahs? So if a basin goes kimiyot cheetahs, Rabbi Yechanan, Rabbi Asi said, we don't have to make up. If a year rolled by and the basin said Rav Yisrael is following our psak din, whole different picture then. Then Rav Kal Yisrael is paskin, you're going to be chayish lemiyot. Okay, we go the Rav. So l'chayra. That is the easiest pshat of here. Gemara goes on to say, Omer Rav Yitzchak ben Yosef Shonrei Rabbi Yavo Leisuya Chama Mibei Kutoy. Ashkeche Yahu Saba. So Rabbi Yavo sent Rabbi Yosef and Yitzchak to get wine, local Kuti wine. Ashkeche Yahu Saba. Eliyono he comes to him. Omale Les Kan Shoim Rei Torah. Right? Eliyono he always spoken very, he wasn't Marach. Right, so Yom says you won't find the Talmud Chacham over here. No, it wasn't coming to ask a shaila. Right, it was coming to buy wine. So less kan shayvrei Torah. Holach Rabbi Yisuk v'sibre dvar. He went back to Rabbi Yavo, and he said, "Yonov, he said, 'Agili liyo, holach Rabbi Yisuk dvar nei Rabbi Amir Vasi.'" So Rabbi Yavo also went to the Gedol Eretz Yisrael. Said, "My Talmud had a Gili liyo that said." In this Kuti area, less kan shemitar. What is he saying? That means they had a yeshiva's based in, And they made a gzeirah she'osam oyv the gechovim gemurin. So Gemara says, Lamai, what was this new? What did Rabbi Amir Rasi do? Ilishchita v'yayin nesach. That's what we see, that l'chayra, the Gemara is saying, Gamliel said shchita, Rabbi Meir said yayin nesach. Mehosam gozu v'rabbanon. Inu, the Gemara says, there was a standing dinner ready. Kasha, how did Rabbi Yavo send Rabbi Yisrael to get wine? What happened to the Xeira Meir? What happened to the corroborating Xeira of Rabbi Gamliel? So it must be Inu Gozu Rabbi Kiblu Minayu and Achanami. But just like Rabbi Yechanan and Rabbi Asi having Boser Kuti with a good Ashkocha, Achrayin Al Gabo, obviously weren't the only ones, right? You need more than one, two people to eat an animal. So obviously there's people eating Kuti meat. And Rabbi, there were Jews who were not mekabel Rabbi Meir's gezeira, chayish lemiyuta. Also, Rabbi Amirasi gozu v'kibul minayu. So now, Rabbi Amirasi, third time round, they made a gezeira. What was the gzeira? I guess no shkita, no yai nesach. So the Gemara says, but they said the lashon is more than that. Awesome, if their gzeira was no meat, no wine, they would say shkita zkuti yoser. They would say yainam yai nesach. They would say halacha kerem gamliel kerem meir. What's Gemurin? So Gemara says, Levatel Rishus, Amrav Nachmitz, Levatel Rishulitin Rishus. Halach is, when it comes to a Erev Chatzeris, all of us who live in areas where there are Erevin. So there are several parts to a kosher Erev. Right? First, before you even get to a kosher Erev, there has to be that the area is not Erishus Rabban De Raisa. Is there a Shus Rabban De Raisa? You're done. As I talk about, Erev is a din de Rabbana to Mesak and Shus de Rabbana. So if you live in a place where there are 600,000 Jews who are traveling on the street, like Times Square, or they are traveling in a street over the course of a day, Rav Moshe is a big chiddush, that if it's the density of population which gives rise to a certain percentage being in the street, so then it's the Rishus Rabban De Eraisa. Right? So if you hold it, Rabbi Moshe, so then you can't make an Erev in Brooklyn, and you can't make an Erev in parts of Manhattan. If it isn't Mekam Rabbi Moshe, so then you can make an Erev, because it can't include parts of Manhattan, but you can make an Erev in the quieter parts of Manhattan. Right? And then Rambam says that Rav Shus Rabban De Raisa is any street which is 16 amas wide. So then you could make an Erev on any river place. You can make an Erev in the bungalow colonies, the Catskills. You can make an Erev in a summer camp. But you can't make an Erev anywhere in town. Right? So when people say that they don't hold an Erev in, so there are two kinds of people. There are those who don't hold the rabbis. They don't trust rabbis. That's one group of Jews. Okay? And there's another group of Jews who hold the Rambam. Right? We hold like the Rambam, and the Rambam says that Rosh Hashanah De Raisa, so we can't hold the Erev. Good, except for there is a famous heter of the Chazanish called the Parisian heter of the Chazanish. Chazanish held that even if you hold the Rambam, so you can make Erev because the walls of the buildings create walls around every street. And Roiv Omud Alaporitz. So he held that even in, let's say, in the Washington Heights, you don't have to worry about anything because every street is a walled street. It's a big chiddush that the walls of the buildings work for the street. All right, that was Chazanish's famous Parisian heter. So, but our Erevin work with the running assumption either the Chazon Ish, or you know, passing the Rambam, the passing Rashi and Tosfos, which is very mekubal, which is mekubal, and that we don't have 600,000 people in the streets. So we have Rishus Ram, the Rabban, and the Carmelists, and then we do an Erev. How do you do an Erev? First, you put a wall around the town, all right, just a Pesach. Real walls, you work with hills and work with whatever it is, you get the wall around. And then Chazal said you have to have a meal for, you have to have a shtufeng mevuos. You have to have everybody contribute to a meal so that everybody, it's the second part of Erev. How are you ma'ariv a town, a wall, make it one big happy family by having one meal for the whole town. So therefore, in every town, there is an announcement that where there is a meal that anybody can access at any time over the course of Shabbos. And then Chazal said that we have to, that if we have a Jew who is not part of the program, right? In other words, they're not contributing to the Erev. They don't believe in Erevin. So then one cannot go into their homes and they can and they have to be mevatel their rishus. If a Jew did not participate in the Erev, so he's mevatel his rishus. So we take care of that nowadays because we are mezaka the Erev to everybody. Okay, good. Then Chazal said, what happens if you have a goy? So he's not interested in the Erev B'chol. So how can you mevatel rishus? Chazal said, the Gemara concludes that you don't have to worry about non-Jewish rishus. When the Rabbanim made the Gzeira, they said that diras akum ain't a dira lagamidus. You don't have to worry about that. They're not part of the Erev. However, Chazal said that it's not healthy for Jews and non-Jews to live together. So Chazal made a Gzeira that if you have non-Jews in the area, that they can't make an Erev. Okay. Then Chazal said, but if you rent the goyish house from the goyim, okay, then you can make an Erev. Hezron Dover, no goy is going to rent this house out, so therefore no Jew is going to be able to build an Erev. Therefore no Jew is going to live in close proximity to a non-Jew. That's it. They'll make Erev in a different. They were talking about making for the entire town. They're talking about making Erevin for everything going into your chotzer and Shabbos, your mummy and Shabbos. They didn't want Jews and non-Jews to live mamish side by side. That wasn't a good thing. It wasn't a good hashva. It wasn't safe. B'chole, b'chole. So they made a gzeira. If you can't, like nowadays, when young couples want to move to a town, so you have to have no kosher pizza, and you have to have an Erev, right? Then it's a shul and a minyan and a rabbi. Okay, but first you have to have. So why is that? Because you have to be able to go out on Shabbos, right? So Chazal understood the mentality of Jews. If you can't go out on Shabbos, you can't carry on Shabbos. You're not going to move there. So they said, if there's a goy in the area, you can't make an error. You can rent the goy, the area from the goy. You can make an error. So what we do is we rent the. We have a schiras rishus from anybody who, from the powers that can get access to any home, either from the police or from the mayor. Many do both. Okay, so now, what does that do with us? Because, what happened if you're Kuti living in the neighborhood? So, Rabbi Asi said, for this, a Kuti is like a goy. In other words, just like we want to discourage Jews from living with goyim, we want to discourage living in close proximity, we're going to discourage Jews from living in close proximity with Kutim. So a Kuti can have to do a Schiras Rishos. He cannot be Mevatel. He won't participate in the Erev. So that's what the Gemara concludes is what Rav Asi and Rami Ami added on. Alright? So Hayotze Mikol Zeh, right? Is that Rabbi Meir found in Rabbi Meir's time, it was known that in Har Gerizim the Kutim had taken on an Avodah Zarah. So Rabbi Meir made a gzeirah that we shouldn't have Yayin Nesach on the advice of Eliyahu HaNavi, right? And apparently we find that it was not upheld, because we see that Yitzchak, Rabbi Yosef, and Rabbi Yovo are still having drinking kuti wine. Right? So why didn't they hold of Rabbi Meir's gzera? They probably held he was chayshul miyuta. We don't pass a chayshul miyuta. Good. Then Rabbi Gamliel came along and said, apparently even in light of Rabbi Meir's unsuccessful gzera, we're going to make a gzera b'shchitas kuti. And apparently there was a lot of hak about that, because we find that Reb Zera wants to figure it out, and Reb Hanan reported about it, and Reb Yechanan was eating Shechitas Kuti, and Reb Asher was eating Shechitas Kuti. Okay? So it sounds like it did not become a worldwide Gezera. And then Eliyahu HaNavi comes once again, even though, you know, he doesn't give up. Once again, and he came to in the time of Reb Yavo. Right? And Rabbi Yavol goes back to Rabbi Amirasi and said, second time Eliyahu HaNavi came. Right? You don't have to say Tachnon. And so then they made Gzeira and they went further. It's interesting. In other words, they didn't repeat Rabbi Gamliel. They didn't repeat Rabbi Meir. They made it harder. They said, you can't even make an Erev with them. Okay? So that's the way the Gemara ends. Right? Kigayim Gemara. Now it's up to the Rishonim to figure out which Gezeirah is six. Okay? So far, so good. Tzvi, we're going to say? Good. We have Kasha, go ahead.
Would Rabbi Yochanan ask him that the Basar of the Kutim from Har Gerizim is Basar?
Did he pass it and he said it again?
Even though Rabbi Yochanan says that Basar Kuti is Mutter Kzurach Wishar to the Mir, would he say that the Basar from
it's hard to know, but Lachari would, yeah. I mean, Lachari, that's correct. Yeah. Good. So, go ahead.
Is there any more general, is there any consensus, like what we have there with Leil and Ravasi? Because he comes up as the Amr, he comes up in Hamid Bays, and then on Vov Hamid Aleph, as the Tanabu, meaning. Says the Amr of Nachum is something he ate it, and then
yes,
he also saw him, and then he also is the one that makes the Xera.
Yeah. So why is that? That's good. In other words, they came to Rabbi Yas. Rabbi was the Gadol HaDor in Eretz Yisrael, so he was not he. And they said to him, Eliyahu HaNavi came, right? That's, he wasn't Mekabel Xera, and they said, okay, Eliyahu HaNavi comes another time. Make Xera now. No. Good. So what happens? So what has to be understood now? I'm presenting it as Eliyahu HaNavi came a second time, was convinced. That's really, I made that up, right? The Gemara doesn't say that. So what is, what has to be understood? I mean, let's say follow up on Daniel's question. Rabbi Yasi was aware of, I assume, that Eliyahu HaNavi came in the time of Rabbi Meir. Right? So why was he more impressed with the second time he came? Right? Again, I made that up, that Eliyahu HaNavi was the major player over here. But, no. So it has to be understood in the sugya. What the kash is left open? Right?
Why was the second Gezerah more broad?
Right? Why didn't they throw the towel in? Why didn't they say, didn't work for Gamliel? May even Gamliel the Yavne. Right? Didn't work for Yudah Nasi's son, one or the other. It didn't work for our mayor, Stam Mishnah Grab Mayor. So why are we hacking? The Klai's always a Makabel. Tzvilas Ezra. Do you have more and more attempts at let's get this going? Didn't work before. Shem and Shalakum. We're not Makabelet. Lechor, that means that's the Hayroah. The Beis Din, if Klal Yisrael was not oimed b'takana, you throw the towel in. That's the hayro. You're supposed to throw the towel. So how you talking? Okay, good. What else is that? Have to be understood.
If they're Gary MS, how do you do it then?
So if they are Gary MS, and the entire sug is built in Gary MS, otherwise, right? So how can a Beis Din say your Yisrael can go in Gemur? All right. So who would want to be miyash of that? Who's that? So Chaim's saying go slow, right? And you look at tomorrow's Makoris, and we'll have to figure this out. In other words, we're holding it right now, so not such a terrifying kasha. Why? Because Erev is Rabbanon, and it may mean for reasons to split us up, right? Yayin is the Rabbanon, and it's a gzeira of Yayin Nesach, right? It wasn't saying there's also, it was not Mr. Krev's Avodah Zarah. And Shechitas Kuti could be Nisad Rabbanon, right? And certainly if you say that it's because of Choshen Liyuta, all right? Now, tomorrow, when we look at some other, at the way that Sam Achreinim and Rishonim pask in the Sugi, we may have to question Chaim Zohar. But until now, we can sleep tonight. We can say only Rabbanon. Good? Okay? What else? No? What bothers the Rishonim over here? Taisus Kash is, Taisus Yavam is, why are we so, why are we just rolling over and saying, all right, so we're going to hold like Rav Meir, it's Choshel Muta. We don't pass like Rav Meir. Rav Meir, we pass like Golba Sarayev. So, you take Daniel's Kasha and you bump it up. Not only is the question of why are they hacking, but they were going to like it then. So why didn't they say, right? Klal Yisrael is supporting the psak of going Basar Rayv. So Taisha asked that Kasha and Yavamis. Taisha says, Vim Taimar. This will help us out for the next sugya. Right? Demai. Demai is a miut of the Jews did not give maisras. So, Chazal and Mesakin, you have to be choishesh for the for the Jews who didn't give maisras. The Lord married the Chayshlim Yud Teichem Meshkachas Lod Demai came in the Ikum miut Am Ha'oret She'ein Mesasrin. And so, why would there be a takana for Demai? But oh, the Ikum Chazaka. The tevel, and it is a miut that's built on the chazaka that it was tevel. Ilechayv shemir le miut minatayra afil heicha the ikah chazaka bedei ella mina rabbanon havi osi shapir v'yishleimar the lechayshin and kai gamna le miut the im hu huchzak kol yisrael mi huchzak because Reb Meir does accept the svara. That you can't hold all of Klal Yisrael to the you can't color all of Klal Yisrael based on what a small group do, especially if the chazaka in this case is Lukula. Afal gav de gav ikutim goz de Rav Meir al kulam mishum miyut chineskalkalu. I Rav Meir does say that we are going to hold all of the kutim and color them by a miyut of the kutim. So you see that Reb Meir says we do go bosar miut, even when it means that we are machzik an entire group based on the practices of a small group of people, right? You know, the classic chayshul miut is that the classic case that Rashi quotes is you have a kotan. Can a kotan do chalitza? Right? You have a man was nifter, rachmanson, without any children. Have the wife wants to get remarried, and the brother-in-law is a cotton. So why don't we have the katan do the mechalitza? Right? So Gemara says, Rav Meir says he can't do it. Why? The Chacham says he can't do it because the Torah says ish ish, has to be a gadol. Rav Meir says, no, a katan can do it. Mikud. However, we don't know if this katan will ever become a gadol. Maybe the katan is an islandess. He'll never become a gadol. So Gemara says, maybe he's an islandess, but islandess, the small minority of people are islandesses. So the Gemara says, Meir is chayshul miuta, right? It's not that Reb Meir is machzik every person like an islandess. That means there's a chance over there that this guy is an islandess. So let's wait till he gets old. Over here, Reb Meir is saying that we should now treat every kuti like an avodah zarah because of the hagarism kutis. Says Gozar, in other words, what Yoni was saying, you know, right? That what Yoni was saying, that, and they call you Sunny, right? Okay. Not sure if I'm going to call you Sunny. So what Yoni was saying, that if you found a kuti of margarism, right? You had a kuti of margarism, so look, I read it all. Yechayshish for roiv kutim of hagarizma, but I found a kuti from Haifa. So what's he got to do with the hagarizma kutim? You got to be chayshish that what that maybe. We're not saying that we're chayshish that maybe this Haifa kuti is hagarizma kuti. We're saying hey yois that there's a group there's a miut of kutim. It's rubai kakuloi. It's rubai kimiutai. That's a different kind of xera. So shiny kutim do uma achasein ve'ein nizhar mimishus kisra. What kind of a terrorist is this? We have a kasha of how can you be machzik every kuti kimiyut and say ruvay kimiyutai kulay kimiyutai. And the answer is no. They're like a singular nation. I'm not being machzik. I couldn't do it for Klal Yisrael. I couldn't say Klal Yisrael and machzik kulay kimiyutai. But umachas, one of our denominations, to be not inclusive. No, wasn't PC to be inclusive? So we all be inclusive, right? And a nizaren mishkan Yisrael. Anyways, what's Seisha saying? What kind of terrorist is that? Teisha clearly holds that it's all based in the din of going bosar meals, and if that's the case, so what happened later on? All right, so you all remember the Rashi. What does Rashi say happened later on? Fascinating Rashi. No, what's the lesson of Rashi? V'kivlu minayu loy she'elu g'dolim meimenu. It's not that Rabbi Amir has to say, oh, we can do what Rabbi Meir ain't talking. And Meir was g'dolim at Talmid Rabbi Akiva. Ela she'b'doy reshu Rabbi Meir le'irotu le'kabal aleim le'frosh ben akutim. V'she'hoyu regilim mahem. U'b'doy reshu Rabbi Yami ho'ye efshu lehem le'frosh. And in other words, I think what Rashi's saying is, it was a takono she'iyev shalam ba. The kutim and the rest of the Klal Yisrael were terribly intertwined with each other. So Rav Meir found the kutim hagarizim, they weren't makabel from. He was choshel miyut, and they weren't makabel from. They rotz l'kabel alei. Rabbi Amiyahu saw, we separated already. We're not intertwined with each other. Kutim have their work. So now it's going to take. Right? What's the Hezbollah Dover? In other words, it didn't take because we don't pass on the Kimiyot. So Rabbi Amirasi said, we got to get this Psak Kimiyot. That's why the Ramban says what happened. No? Of the Ramban's Pshat? Nerelei mishum de inu havi gozu bu mishum miuta v'lekim l'minayu ten savi l'ke rabbonu l'chayish l'miuta ubederes achrayim neskalko akutim v'shavu mukolm l'yais roi v'mechsa. Says Ramban, the only way to understand the situation of here is that the kutim changed. That by the time Rabbi Amir rolled around, Elio and Navi were saying a different hayra. He was saying, in Rabbi Meir's time, it was the Hargarizim guys. But Elio and Navi Bishas Rabbi Yavo was saying, it's all over the place now. Room in the Rav, everybody's earning. Ramban has a whole different take on this. Right? Ramban says that Bishas Rabbi Meir, there was a miyut, Rabbi Meir Chayis L'miyuta, we're not Makamel. Rabbi Gamliel Chayis L'miyuta, not Makamel. Rabbi Yavo Rabbi Asi is a whole different story. Rabbi Kutim, we're going then. Right? A little bit strange. How would you support Rashi's pshat as opposed to Ramban's pshat? How would you make a raya for Rashi's pshat? Two different. How would you articulate the difference between Ramban and Rabbi and Rashi in the Maskon? Let's say the final. How do they differ? No, go ahead.
Rashi would say it's a mitzvah, so could they actually separate or not? Versus the Ramban says there's a halachic difference, but they're no longer in halacha.
Rashi would go ahead, yeah.
Rashi thinks that it's us, and the Ramban thinks it's them. Rashi thinks that we've successfully separated. So Mistama, yeah, Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Gamliel might have been right that the one hard reason were the Stam.
No, you're saying the same thing. It's good. In other words, Rashi is saying that we have successfully been misaking to be choshe for the miyut. And Ramban says, no, we're not being choshe for the miyut. This is a classic straight halacha of choshe for the roiv. Right. According to the Ramban, look what's happening right now is a regular hayra. And according to Rashi and Tosus, how would you view it? It sounds like something like a zera, right? So when Tosus says that they're a separate ummah and they're not shemimis anyways, I have to learn pshat and Tosus what he's saying. But Tosus is clearly saying, Tosus echoes Rashi. They're a separate ummah, they're different from us. I'm not saying you think the exact same thing. Right? Rashi is addressing the nekuda of why we're Makabalah now. All right, so again, Yaitzim, he calls that. Yaakov, had a question before? Tosus in Yeromis?
Yeah.
Okay, hold. So Yaitzim, he calls that. What are we holding right now in the sugya? There are l'chayra. There's a significant machlokes Rashi and Ramban, which Ramban spells out as to what happened with the final step of the gzeira. According to Rashi, this is a classic example of Klal Yisrael being mekabel at Takonas Chazal. It fits into the group of Tfilas Ezra and Shem and Shalakum. Only what happened over here is that Rabbi Arasi lived at a time when the takana was mitkabel. So therefore they could push through the same takana that's been pushed through all along. And Sarachi and Gadol, why we're pushing Bichayish Lemiyuta, and Tesis comes up with his, we have to mefarish the answer, what Tesis means. But Tesis justifies. And Ramban says, no, that's not happening. The Gzeira that Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Gamliel attempted to put into place lo halach, and that's the way that Gzeiras was supposed to happen. That it is Efshar Letzibul Amolbo. They're done, finished. Now the Mitzvah has changed. The Mitzvah has changed. Not Chayish for Miyut. Tzarachiyun, if it's bechlala, a formal gzeira, or just a hayra. Now, nasu kegoyim gemurim. So that means, all right, now, just to... Okay, well, it's later in. Okay, so then tomorrow we'll pick up on trying to go deeper in this machlokes, what motivated in the sugya each one to take their position.